Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 1st of December, recording at 9:27 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were all much stronger today following the dramatic advance on Wall Street and in Europe. Now, I think probably the biggest gain was Hong Kong, up 5.63%. Australia, though, I see came in with 2.64%. India had a good gain. Well, they pretty well all did. China did not quite offset its decline that it had seen on Wednesday. It did temporarily on an intraday basis, but closed having regained about two-thirds of that loss, or a little more. Today, the European stock markets were mostly a little easier. Switzerland was an exception, up 0.5%, but the declines in Europe were quite small, certainly relative to the gains yesterday. In the Americas, so Wall Street closed mostly with a small decline, down about 2.25% on the S&P. Now, the Dow was also down 25 points, but the NASDAQ up a quarter of a percent. Now, Brazil had one of the better gains, up 2.23%. It announced that it had removed that tax on foreign investing in the Brazilian stock market. In long-dated government bonds, the U.S. prices eased a little bit. The European ones gained a little bit. Talking about futures now, although Italian bond yields were sharply lower here today, back under the 6% level, and back under the 7% level. Now, the U.S. dollar is a little easier here today, but off its lows. Industrial metals mostly eased a little bit today. I think nickel was, no, I think aluminium was an exception. Crude oil, a little bit easier here as well. We're just under the 109 level for Brent, and the WTI is at $100.24 as I speak. Precious metals, we had a little bit of seesaw activity here today, but nowhere near as volatile as yesterday. And gold, as I speak, is at 1744 and change. That's down just over a dollar. Silver's just about unchanged. Platinum, tiny gain. Palladium had the best gain, up $21 as I speak. So that's pretty much it. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it's been quite a week, hasn't it? And certainly, it started with some good upward dynamics, but then that cooperation by the five OECD central banks, that was certainly important psychologically. And then we also had China's central bank lowering the reserve requirements on its commercial banks, and that was certainly an important decision. So we're seeing more monetary easing coming in. We still have the ongoing, well, I would say it's certainly QE3, although they never call it that, in coming out of the United States, also coming out of the UK. And I feel we're close to seeing a more accommodative monetary policy from the ECB. Well, we know that's already started. We had that interest rate cut, but I think they will step in as a lender of last resort after seeing a few more of the fiscal union steps and regulations in place across the region. We'll know more about that later this month. And there's an important meeting, as you're No doubt aware, on the 9th of December. So, what do we make of it all here in terms of stock market action? A good many markets, which had seen their lows in September and October, and then we had that very powerful October rally, we saw a partial give up for the majority of markets during the first 3 weeks of November or more. And then this very dramatic rebound at the end of last month. Now, also, some of the markets that had been habitually weak, such as the so-called peripheral European nations, they had those that had slipped below their September and October lows are now showing some evidence of downside failures. So this is fairly impressive evidence here overall. And Fuller Money maintains that the short sharp bear market, which we have, both Owen and I have mentioned on numerous occasions earlier this year, we maintain that that again saw those important lows in September and October, and that this week's upward dynamics adds credibility to those lows, and as does the downside failures that we've seen in some of the weaker markets. So the Fuller Money view is that the cyclical bear is slowly giving way to the next cyclical bull trend, and that's going to be fueled by cash on the sidelines. It's going to be, and that's one reflection of that. Well, there are reports on this, and I'll be posting one on hedge funds here this evening. You would have seen the numerous commentators who've been talking about retreating to cash. So I think it'll be, certainly there's plenty of evidence of cash on the sidelines. I think we'll also get a partial move away from the so-called safe haven government bonds. I think we'll get more stimulative monetary policies from the growth economies. That's already happening. I mean, yesterday Brazil cut its interest rates again. That's the third time this year that it's cut its rates, and more of those growth economies have cut than have not cut. And we have the Fed's ongoing stimulus, and I maintain that we will soon see a somewhat more accommodative ECB. So that's not a bad script at a time when expectations are very low. And I should also mention that a number of those dividend aristocrat global autonomies, often with quite decent yields, well, they had terrific rallies in October, as you probably know from the chart reviews that Owen had been doing. And the majority of them gave up very little ground during November, and a number have pushed on up into new high ground. That's not bear market action. Okay, what about the long-dated government bonds? Well, I think there is vulnerability here. We had a number of upside failures occur last month in bond prices. That means downside failures in yields. I think I might have mentioned we had quite a sharp drop in the Italian bond yields here today. So I think we'll see lower bond prices for the safe haven markets. That means higher yields. And I think that some of the anxiety over Europe's bond markets, not least in Italy and Spain, I think we'll see those yields back off a bit. Now, what about currencies? Well, the dollar was a tower of strength until this week's stock market rally, and then that's caused the greenback to give up some of those gains. It's a replay of what we saw last September and October. In September, as stock markets came down, the U.S. dollar roared higher on the safe haven buying, and when the October stock market rally was underway, the US dollar fell back quite sharply. Overall, though, I think that the US dollar is accurately subscribed, d described, is accurately described as the best of a fairly weak bunch, and that bunch includes sterling and also the euro. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if the dollar didn't, with its better growth rate, are you coming from the U.S. economy rather, that the U.S. dollar, backed by the better growth rate of the U.S. economy, didn't enable the greenback to, in the months ahead, to outperform the euro and the pound more often than not. But I think we will see, as fear levels subside, and I think that process has already started, although it'll take there'll be, there'll be some vacillation and uncertainty and so on, but I think overall we've probably seen the main sell-off in the growth economies, and that those currencies will improve over the next few months. In terms of commodity prices, I think the most interesting sector here right now is precious metals, because all that additional accommodative easing is a bullish background overall. And the bearish script for precious metals as a risk would have been further meltdowns in global stock markets. And I think we're likely to see less of that. And again, all that monetary easing is a powerful tailwind for precious metals. And I think they have probably almost certainly concluded those lengthy setbacks. Gold is leading the way back higher, in my opinion. And I think I will have a firm December and possibly a very firm first quarter of the year, at least for precious metals. Could be interesting. Oil prices, well, they're probably going to continue to range. And on that note, all the best to all of you.